On world rankings alone, this European team would appear on paper to be heading for a big defeat. The average world ranking of the American side is 9, while the average world ranking of Padraig Harrington's European team is 30. But Ryder Cups are about more than rankings alone. They're about courage, determination, teamwork and the will to win. And the Ryder Cup captain is more than happy to have to cope with the underdog's tag.
Yeah, I think in the end of the day, you know, we're going to be motivated. We always have a point to prove. European Tour is always a point to prove that we're as good as the PGA Tour. And this is our way of doing it. I think the world rankings stack up heavily in their favour. So we've a point to prove. Can't but say we've a point to prove. We always have. We're going to go out there. They're clear favourites. They should win on paper. We've got to find a way of managing our team. Essentially, I know I've got a very, very strong team. And just if they play to their abilities and not above it, I think we can do the job.
Captain Harrington is also very pleased with the blend in his side.
Yeah, I have a very balanced team, I think, both in the styles of their play, for foursomes and four ball, both in their experience. There's some senior players in there, some older players in there, there's some young guys in there. You know, we can have a bit of fun with the young guys, and they do bring an awful lot of enthusiasm in. Yes, I have a couple of guys who have played one Ryder Cup, which they're perfect. You know, they've learned and they still have the raw enthusiasm going back. So, yeah, it looks on paper to be a really nice balance. Clearly, if you want to focus, which we're not, on the US, they are stronger than us in the world rankings. And if a computer was deciding the result of this tournament, the Americans would win. But it's not a computer. There's more to it than that. And I know my job as captain is getting that balance right on Friday and Saturday with the foursomes and four ball, setting ourselves up to be in a nice place to go into the singles. And that's really the captain's job, is to get that, you know, those partnerships right, to get everybody in the right frame of mind, to get yourself poised to go into the singles.
The three-time major winner is confident that his three rookies, Bernd Wiesberger, Shane Lowry and Victor Hovland, will rise to the occasion.
I think Bernd is very much in the mould of me in Brookline. He qualified right at the end by playing well. And there's nothing in golf like current form and confidence. So he will have that going in there. I would envision him very similar to me, as I said. The other two just don't feel like rookies. And even Burns, he's got 8 tournament wins, you know, Rolex Series wins. He's around a long time. He's experienced. And the other two are the same. Shane wins on the big stage. He can handle the pressure. He's won majors, world golf events. So, and Victor, clearly, what a guy he is, what a player. He just seems unflappable, just goes at it all the time. It's so impressive to watch.
So, does Harrington plan to pair Shane Lowry with Rory McIlroy?
I'm in no way nostalgic. If it's the right pairing, it will be played. Nothing outside of that. There's no, I don't go for that sort of stuff. But, you know, if it's the right pairing, it will be done. And a lot, you know, do they want to play together? Do they feel like it would be a good partnership? But I'm not putting them out together based on a picture in 2007. And you know, you've got to be realistic about these. There are hard decisions, and we've seen mistakes like that made in the past where guys are played from the same country, and you go, you know, oh, just because they're from the same country doesn't mean they have the same games, personalities.
Harrington decided to pick Shane Lowry for his team, and he has been impressed with his form in recent months.
I didn't want to put him under pressure. But clearly, we're all in the players' lounge. We're all in the same hotel, and so you also, like, I'd normally go out for dinner with Shane during the week. You know, I didn't want to be seen out for dinner just to look like there was any bias or anything like that. So yeah, it was a strange week in that sense, and I am glad that the decision is made. I think I'm happier as well that, you know, I had to assure with the vice captains that, you know, I wasn't blinded in some way or biased in some way. So that was very important to me, that in some ways it was harder for Shane to get picked because he knew me because we're friends than in normal circumstances.
Apart from the three rookies in the team, Harrington's side has lots of experience and will be led by world number one, John Rahm, who just loves the Ryder Cup.
Nobody wants it more than John Rahm. It's been incredible all year, the passion he's had for this. I'm sure he's pretty motivated at the moment too. So yeah, absolutely. And look, he is very much in the mold of the great Spanish players of Aseby. He's very passionate. He's got the game to back it up too, which is, you know, clearly as the world number one, you know, he'll be the one leading out on the golf course.
So what style of captaincy can we expect from Padraig Harrington?
Definitely one size does not fit all. And I looked at great captains over the years, and some of the captaincies where I had a great experience, I talked to other players, you know, they came back and said, well, as good as I thought the captain was, they said, well, I didn't have as good a week. So you have to realize that. And I've asked each individual player to give me their insights as well. You know, what they thought, what they felt they needed or felt was missing in their Ryder Cup experiences. So I hope we will fill that role for everybody. I think ultimately I have to assure that I give the feeling of confidence to the player, the feeling that I have confidence in my players.
Harrington made his own Ryder Cup debut at the infamous Battle at Brookline in 1999, and he feels that this renewal could be just as close.
The likelihood is it's going to be close and tight. You know, that putt that Justin held, for me, summed up a lot about the Ryder Cup. You know, up to 99, I don't think the Americans could have ever envisaged them celebrating like that on the golf course, because it wasn't a match to them. You know, 99 showed how much they cared about winning the Ryder Cup, how, you know, the celebration, it got out of hand. But to us in Europe, we actually pushed them into a corner. And that was the result of it, which is, it just says how big and important the Ryder Cup is, and the part that Europe played in it to get it to that level. It is one of the biggest sporting occasions in the world. It's certainly the biggest in golf, and there's sure to be drama.
Both Friday and Saturday will begin with four foursomes in the morning, followed by four fourballs in the afternoon. The 12 singles matches take place on Sunday, with Europe requiring 14 points to retain the trophy. Let the games begin.